Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8:30 now. Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Kansas Democratic Party Chairman John Gibson says the Republican Party would continue to endorse the failure of Sam Brownback if Kris Kobach becomes the party's next nominee for governor. Kobach, current Secretary, Kansas Secretary of State, announced Thursday that he plans to run to replace Brownback. Gibson said in a statement that the Democratic Party's responsibility is to elect a governor who is grounded in reality and represents the interests of all Kansans. Now we'll look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We are down to the last couple of days of Riverfest, and the weather couldn't be better. It will be a little bit warmer as we go into today and especially tomorrow. 80 degrees by noontime, breezy and 86 this afternoon. Tonight's low in the upper 60s, then sunny, windy on Saturday with a high 92. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Now partly cloudy, 69 degrees. We have a south wind at 9 miles per hour. Sedgwick County Clerk and Kansas Republican Party Chairman Kelly Arnold announced Thursday that he is considering a run for Kansas Secretary of State. Arnold was sworn in as Sedgwick County Clerk in January of 2009. He was reelected to his third term in 2016. His announcement comes after Kansas Secretary of State Kris Kobach announced his decision to run for governor. Police have identified the victim of a homicide last week in East Wichita.
The WPD is confirming the name of the victim to be Rayana Caldwell, 36-year-old female from Wichita.
Police Sergeant Nikki Woodrow says Caldwell's body was found bludgeoned in the basement of a man's house after a fire in the 300 block of North Ash. 29-year-old Dane Wright has been arrested on multiple charges, including first-degree murder and aggravated arson. Youngsters in the city of Wichita will have some new opportunities this summer as the city unveils its first-ever Say Yes program. Mayor Jeff Longwell says it's a whole package for youth enrichment.
Offering free bus rides through August 31st, free access to public swimming pools, free golf and foot golf at Clapp Golf Course, free lunches and forgiveness of outstanding library fees to encourage reading.
And as for kids starting at as young as age 7, those who take part need a program pass obtained by a parent or guardian at the Wichita City Transit Center downtown. For more info, contact Wichita Parks and Recreation Department. Authorities say a man driving a lawnmower on a western Kansas street attacked officers with a screwdriver and wrench when they attempted to arrest him.
He walked right up and said, "Get off that riding mower."
Garden City Police said in a news release, officers knew that the 53-year-old man had a suspended driver's license and attempted to stop him before noon on Wednesday. The release says he failed to comply with directions and lunged at officers with a screwdriver, striking one officer in the back and then attempting to stab at officers with a wrench. The man was booked into the Finney County Jail on multiple charges, including driving with a suspended license. The release says the driving while suspended charge would be his 13th. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
KNSS National News Time, 8:33.
President Trump's personal lawyer will file a complaint with the Justice Department's Inspector General asking for an inquiry into the James Comey for leaking the details of his conversations with the president and also for the confidential memos about those conversations, that according to a source close to the Trump legal team this morning. The president tweeting this morning calling it vindication, Comey's testimony. ABC Chief White House Correspondent Jonathan Carl explains that.
I do sense from the president's team a bit of relief. They believe that Comey's testimony, or they had believed, could have actually been much worse. They believe that the key thing here is that the president was not under investigation, although it's very important to point out that that does not mean the president is not now under investigation and that the firing of Comey itself may be central to that investigation about whether or not the president was trying to obstruct justice.
British Prime Minister Theresa May asking to form a coalition government. Her Conservative Party did not gain enough seats for a solid majority. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Now, Stephen 10 in the morning, 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. And it's, hey, it's that time of the day. Time for the Blur Entertainment News with Ted Woodward, and he's going to answer the question, who is the queen of social media?
Yeah, let's find out, and to say goodbye to a TV show as well.
Wonder Woman is the queen of social media.
How can a woman possibly fight in this?
The film is the most tweeted about of 2017. That according to numbers obtained by Variety. Just shy of 2.2 million tweets so far this year. Beating out La La Land and Beauty and the Beast. Beauty and the Beast, by the way, is the box office champ. And when it comes to money, Wonder Woman currently sits at 10th and climbing. 24 Legacy is but a memory. Fox has given the reboot the boot after just one season. Fox is said to still be interested in being in the 24 game, but probably without Legacy actors Corey Hawkins and Jimmy Smits. I'm Jason Athenson.
A bang on the head for Phil Collins.
It happened in a hotel. Phil Collins got up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. He slipped and hit his head on a chair. He was taken to a hospital where he's had stitches for a severe gash and is recovering well. He'll be kept under observation for 24 hours. As a result of the accident, his next two concerts at Royal Albert Hall are being pushed back to November. He hopes, however, to be ready to hit the road again on Sunday in Cologne. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
Hey, even big-name pop stars come running when U2 calls.
Even for a Grammy-winning artist who's worked with music's biggest names, being invited to open for U2 is a huge deal. That's why OneRepublic's Ryan Tedder is excited. His band will be opening for Bono and the Guys on a few dates on U2's current tour, marking the 30th anniversary of their album, The Joshua Tree.
Joshua Tree was the album that made me fall in love with U2. I couldn't believe it when we got the offer. I wish we were available to do more of the tour.
This Sunday is the first of several shows at One Republic will open for U2. Linda Lopez, ABC News.
And I think U2, aren't they going to be in Kansas City later this year? I think the Royals have changed one of their starting times because U2 is
all right.
To
U2.
To yeah. Gotta make way when they're coming around. One of the movies coming out this weekend is Beatriz at Dinner. It stars Selma Hayek as Beatriz, a kind-hearted Mexican immigrant who builds a career as a health practitioner. She crosses paths with her polar opposite, played by John Lithgow, at a dinner party.
Oh, no.
Here's a scene in which they meet for the first time.
Well, I know you.
Oh, Doug's famous. He's been on the news. You know, he's a mogul.
I have opinions, and because I have money, people listen.
I don't know why I think I know you.
Well, maybe. Ever dance in Vegas?
That's Beatriz at Dinner. Selma Hayek and John Lithgow movie is coming out this weekend.
Yeah.
Some of the funny last night, in his monologue last night, James Corden talking about the UK elections. CBS's The Late Late Show with James Corden.
Everybody here is talking about the election. Now, if you're watching this in Britain, you already know who the Prime Minister is. If you're watching this in America, you already don't care who the Prime Minister is.
James Corden last night. Let's take a look at the box office for the upcoming weekend. Prison Riots and new music out from Katy Perry.
Your wrath upon this world is over.
Looks like Wonder Woman should have no problem wrapping up The Mummy with a second weekend on top for the female superhero flick. Tracking has it earning somewhere in the $50 million range after setting records weekend one.
She did something to me.
Tom Cruise's The Mummy is looking at a disappointing $35 million. The film reportedly cost over $125 million to make. The horror film It Comes at Night and the war dog drama Megan Levy are also opening nationwide. Time to riot. The new season of Orange is the New Black dropped this morning on Netflix. Season 5 takes place against the backdrop of a prison riot. Serious stuff. And star Taylor Schilling says the country is going through some serious stuff.
It's a darker, much more serious place to live. And the show, I think, reflects that.
Katy Perry's fourth album, Witness, is out today. It'll likely hit number one, though it'll have to go through Lady Antebellum's new disc to get there. I'm Jason Athenson.
And we
little known fact about mummies.
Yes,
and,
Steve.
Ted, for Halloween once, went as the mummy.
That's right.
His mother came up with an interesting costume.
Yes, she completely wrapped me head to toe in toilet paper so that I did indeed look like the mummy. Mm. And it poured rain that night.
So
I barely made it to maybe two, three houses before I'm just covered in sopping, wet toilet paper.
So for a while there, it was your mom was the
Mummy, Mommy. That's correct.
Oh, that's
it
good.
Didn't last very long. It was an epic fail. But, you know, she's trying.
God
love her.
Yeah. God bless her. Yeah.
God bless her heart.
Yeah, bless her heart.
That one just didn't quite work
mummy,
out.
Mummy, Mommy.
Year. Yeah, Mummy, Mommy. Finally, Steve, we flash back 20 years ago on this night.
Uh-oh.
On the Fox Network. It was the final episode ever of a little show called Married with Children. You might remember when Fox first started its primetime programming. They had a big lineup that first night they were ever on the air. They had Married with Children, and then the Tracy Ullman Show. And then Married with Children, and then the Tracy Ullman Show. So they only had two shows.
Yeah.
So they just had to keep showing them over and over.
They could have called us. We could have been on with them, you know. But I enjoyed that show, especially the first couple of years.
And from its humble beginnings, Married with Children became a behemoth, and it went 259 episodes and played for 11 seasons. And it was kind of an anti-sitcom. It was a family that was very contentious.
Yeah.
They didn't particularly care for each other.
No.
But it was very crude.
The wife was constantly making fun of the husband,
right.
Which kind of reminded me of my own home, but, you know, a little bit.
But it obviously tapped into something that Americans were feeling throughout the 80s and 90s.
How about
Married
that?
With Children made it. Its last ever episode was 20 years ago on this night on the Fox Network.
What was
the plot had something to do with Al at the shoe store.
Yeah, he worked in a shoe store.
Wanting to turn it into a barber shop so that they could have massage chairs.
Yeah.
And, of course, it all goes wrong, as it always did. Fox canceled the show after they filmed the last episode, so they never got to do like a finale or a wrap-up or anything. It just ended after 11 years.
Yeah. Still see it, though, can't we?
It's still in syndication.
There you go.
Still on the air. Married with Children.
Married with Children.
That's Entertainment News in the Blur, brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's
in Derby.
Hey, they're serving up tasty pizza Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Make sure you get down. Hey, why not this weekend?
Yeah.
Why don't you make it an appointment? Say, hey, I'm going to drive down K-15, go to 208 South Baltimore, and I'm going to go to Pizza John's in Derby and have me a tasty pizza.
Not only can you get the best pizza in the area and maybe the best hoagie sandwiches, but you can also see a photo of Steve and Ted right behind the counter.
Yes, they proudly display our photo right there on the wall by the front counter.
That's where you people in Reno County, come on and drive down for that. That'd be worth it.
Come on.
Okay.
Well, it's almost worth it for the cheese bread alone, which, you know, it's amazing.
Outstanding.
I love it. They'll fix you up. It's great stuff at Pizza John's in Derby.
8:41 now, Steve and Ted. Keep it here for editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal, who's going to be recognizing excellence in business. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.